Hi everyone, here's another podcast. Today's one will be about The Green Hornet, starring Seth Rogen, Jay Chou, and Cameron Diaz and Christoph Waltz. Or Christopher Waltz. I'd have to double check that, sorry. I'm a big Bruce Lee fan, guys, and you know, so I was excited when I saw this movie, and Jay Chou was in it. Even though I didn't know much or anything about Jay Chou at the time, I do know he's a huge deal in Taiwan and China and when it comes to music and acting, but I guess I'm a fan of him now and have been for a while in terms of music. I think he did a good job portraying Kato and Bruce Lee. Sorry, Kato, mainly. I was more of a fan of Bruce Lee's fighting philosophy and martial arts. But yeah, I love his movies. And his outfits, I don't care what anyone says, Bruce Lee is a fashion icon. But I still think the movie was also hilarious as well. But more so what was on my mind was not focusing on if they got it right in terms of replicating or doing good by the original Green Hornet series. Even though that is important. And today's scrambled movie ranting is why I really only cared about the coffee scenes. And I think for any coffee lover, that really is true. I'll admit I was having coffee the other day. And I was remembering about the time where I wanted to learn latte art and having a cup of coffee made by Kato, which I get he's a fictional character, but I wish I could have coffee like that. And more so, I wish I were a coffee chef and an expert barista like Kato, who can make such cool machines and make the perfect cup of coffee. That's pretty much the reason for this podcast, along with my passion for movies and that one past desire to be a coffee chef and learn latte art, but more specifically, and jokes aside, I don't know, guys, it's just kind of nice and amazing that as amazing as philosophical as Bruce Lee was, and since he was the real-life equivalent of Goku that we have in today's world, and for those of you who don't know, Goku is the best anime character ever from Dragon Ball Z. It was so awesome to see Bruce Lee portrayal of Kato coming from Jay Chou, and you feel like you're watching Bruce Lee on screen, a more recent version, or modern, I guess is the best word that I can think of at the moment. I'd have to rethink that, but you feel like you're watching Bruce Lee on screen, and it has more of an artistic feel, and you know, that's the artistic side as well that feels more recent to you. And specifically me, because, you know, I hope any Bruce Lee fan would realize that, because I just feel we saw him for martial arts and philosophy, but I just kind of thought to myself, oh my god, Bruce Lee could do so many amazing things, even coffee, and the fact that he's a mechanical engineer, which is so much more cool in the movie. All I'm saying, it's great to see that this world hasn't forgotten about Bruce Lee, and I think Jay Chou did a good job. And I also do appreciate that drawing of Bruce Lee in the movie. I just got the feeling and felt and said to myself, yeah, Bruce Lee can make a coffee look like that and make it feel like a high-tech but artistic art form, even though it was Jay Chou doing it and he was playing Kato. I'm just glad the legacy is still being kept alive and well. I don't know, guys, it was an awesome feeling that Bruce Lee was alive in some kind of way in that movie scene. In that movie. I don't know. I hope any coffee lover would appreciate that movie scene where, you know, Jay Chou is making the latte for Seth Rogen or Britt Reed. Is his name in the movie? I'd still like to learn latte art and how to make coffee like that. That's it for today, guys. I'm gonna have a cup of coffee and have a nice day, guys, and thanks for listening. And have a nice day, and get yourself some coffee or a latte or whatever you take in your coffee, and watch The Green Hornet if you haven't watched it yet, or whichever Bruce Lee movie that you love. That's it for today, guys. Thanks.